John 16, verses 23 and 24. Christ, going on with his discourse, comes to this. In that day, he's speaking of the time when he would come to them again, and they would rejoice, and no one would take away their joy. I'm sure that means the experience after the resurrection, Pentecost, absolutely culminating, of course, in Christ's return, but primarily with the work of the Spirit within believers. In that day, you will no longer ask me anything. I tell you the truth, my Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. Until now, you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask, and you will receive, and your joy will be complete. John 16, verses 23 and 24. I find this quite a tricky passage to understand, and I feel sure that the original disciples here also were perplexed. This is the condition they are in at this moment, anguish and grief and perplexity. Christ is preparing them for what is to come. I find, though, these words here are not altogether easy to understand. But some things stand out. Until now, verse 24, to me is the key phrase. Until now. And that's why I've called this discourse, Until Now. Again, I remind you, this is only a brief discourse. I'm only giving seed thoughts, as it were. Markers, laying down markers for the explanation and understanding of this text, this passage. There's far more here than I can bring out, but I deliberately restrain my remarks to a brief discourse. But let me begin with this. Let us look at the disciples at this moment. They have heard so much in this discourse, starting in chapter 13 now, which has been piling on their anguish and their grief and their perplexity. Let's start with that, perplexity. They're in a state of shock. That they can hardly credit what they're hearing. Disbelief is sweeping over them. They're confused. They're ignorant. They're making mistakes. Disappointment is staring them in the face. Grief and anguish. Jesus says in verse 25 that he's been speaking figuratively. And they've not understood. Looking back as we read his statements, we can understand them. But at the time, it's very clear when he told them time and time again in the Gospels that he was going up to Jerusalem to be betrayed and die and suffer and all the rest. But they didn't understand. You wonder why they didn't understand. But they're so disappointed and so grieved that they cannot understand. Look at Luke 24. It gives the key to it. We had hoped. We couldn't think of anything else. We saw that he was the Messiah, this Jesus. And now look at all this. It's all gone wrong. Of course, their expectations were political, social, economic, military. They wanted the overthrow of the Roman Empire and all the rest of it. The setting up of the Jewish kingdom again. The glories of the temple and all the rest of it. David and Solomon's reign. But that was not what Christ was ushering in. He is great David's greater son. And that's what I see in this until now. This is the watershed of these ages. The old covenant is being fulfilled and finished. It's being abolished. And all their hopes founded and found in the old covenant are now going to be realized in the new covenant in Christ in a spiritual way. And of course they don't understand at this stage. But Christ has told them that. Chapter 14, verses 25 to 27, and 16, 12 on. The Holy Spirit will come and will help you to understand and teach you. He is the Parakletos. He will give you enlightenment, knowledge, and he will aid you and help you in the great ministry that you have to undertake. And those two words, information, enlightenment, that sort of set of words, and then petition for help, and prayer for grace, and so on. These are the two meanings of the words ask here. There are two words here. One ask, the first is for information. The second ask is for petition, for help. The first ask is about knowledge. What will be? How will it be? Enlightenment in that sense. But the second ask is for help and grace. Let me read the words again. In that day, you will no longer ask me anything. I tell you the truth. My Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. Until now, you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask, and you will receive, and your joy will be complete. The one ask here is about knowledge. But the real asking is for help and for grace, for power. And the Spirit will give that power. Ask and you will receive, and your joy will be complete. So the grief, the sadness, the darkness, the tears now will give way to joy, joy inexpressible and full of glory. Ask in my name. Now that's not just a mantra, oh, in Jesus' name. Everything we ask for, everything we do in the new covenant is all in and through the name. That is the person, the work, the merit, the glory, the honor, the offices, the accomplishments of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I know it's my favorite text. It seems to be. Christ is all, but it's the truth. That sums it all up. Ask in my name. Actually, verse 23 is probably better the other way round. My Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. Let me read it. Whatever you ask in my name, my Father will give you. And this is the truth of it. The overall lesson here then is this glorious change of the covenants. We move from the old into the new. This is the watershed of the ages. Christ is going to fulfill the old covenant now in every particular. The cross, his burial, his resurrection, ascension, exaltation, the outpouring of the Spirit will usher in the new age. The sacerdotalism of the old covenant, the handing over to a priestly class, the bulk of the worship and service of God will be replaced by the believer, priesthood of all believers. And so we see it here, being signaled by our Lord Jesus Christ. But as he promises, the Holy Spirit will take the apostles into all this truth. Peter, the writer of the Hebrews, and throughout the New Testament, we shall get this priesthood of all believers worked out in fuller and richer detail. So we have a local circumstance here. These men, perplexed, in darkness, in tears. But their sorrow, their sadness, is going to be turned to joy. Their night is going to be turned to day. But brother and sister, that's what's happened to us in our conversion. We dwelt in darkness, in sin, in corruption, in ignorance, far off from God. But we've been brought near through the blood and person of Christ. We have the Spirit. Now is the time of our joy, inexpressible and full of glory, and it will come to an everlasting joy. Now is our Sabbath in Christ, and we shall enter soon upon our eternal Sabbath. This is the age of power by the Spirit, the priesthood of all believers. Brother and sister, engage in it. Delight in it. You see, the fathers, Cyprian in particular, went back to the Old Covenant and brought in huge tracts of the Old Covenant into the New and corrupted the church, the fall of the church. And so Christendom was invented. What we have today is a travesty of what Christ established. I've gone into all this in my priesthood of all believers, and the pastor, does he exist? But it's a terrible thing. We need to get back to the priesthood of all believers and the glorious triumph of Christ in the gospel. and get rid of Christendom in our hearts and our minds. Alas, we can't get rid of it in the world. It's here, here to stay. But may we live in the spiritual realm, not in the realm of Christendom. Unbeliever, listening to me, you are yet in that realm, the realm of darkness, death, and ignorance. There is only one way to pass from death to life, ignorance to true knowledge, misery to everlasting joy, and that's in Christ's name. Until now, you have not asked for anything in my name. Yes, that's a word to the believer, but I'm going to use it to you. Ask in Jesus' name before your everlasting salvation, your forgiveness of sins. Turn to him in repentance. Call upon the name of the Lord, and you will be saved. Romans 10. Until now, you've not asked. Ask. Not tomorrow. Not later today. But ask now. For now is the day. Now is the hour. Now is the moment of salvation. Ask, and you will be saved. Do not refuse the Savior, I plead with you. May there be an until now in your experience. Until now, I was blind and deaf and dumb and dead. But now I can see. Now I can hear. Now I can rejoice. Now I live in Christ. I have passed from darkness to light, from death to life, from the realm of Satan into the kingdom of Jesus Christ. May it be so, for your good, for God's glory, for Christ's sake. Amen.